Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive and positively getting through this road trip for the Ravens that won't end for at least another week here. Luke is out in Owings Mills doing it all, and I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're at Coco's on Wednesday this week. I will have the Ravens scratch off. These are not scented yet, but we're going to have the very, very special candy cane ones coming soon. So I'm looking forward to that. And on Friday, I will also have Raven scratch-offs from our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll be at Pizza John's in Essex. And yes, they have a crab cake. You're welcome to order it, but I'm going to be getting the double provolone cheesesteak and some crinkle-cut French fries and some extra gravy because that's the way I roll when I'm in Essex. This guy disappeared on us last week, but he is returned. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And yes, we're going to get to this 800 million jackpot. We're going to get to thanks winning and Halloween, which is now over with, and all of this other stuff. But I got to ask you, I don't know a lot of Cleveland Guardians fans in my life. I have a handful, people in Cleveland I know, Munch Bishop, some friends, but you're one of the few social people I know here in the Baltimore area who has a background in Cleveland. By the way, Jack Harbaugh is also John's father, Jim's
Yes.
father, huge Cleveland Guardians fan as well. But Craig Albernaz, since the last time I got together with you, has been made the Orioles manager. He came in with his Boston accent and all that. I just need to ask, I know you're a really big baseball fan. Were you aware of who he was? I mean, like I just to, because I had to Google him when they introduced him, and it made me feel like a knucklehead baseball fan.
And anytime you root for a team, you try to get involved and understand it all. But I will acknowledge, not until the end of the season when his actually last year his name was kicked around as potential candidate, and he decided to return last year, and we're glad that he did. I mean, he certainly helped Stephen Vogt, who clearly is the shining star there, nominated again for a second consecutive American League Manager of the Year. We'll see how that plays out. But certainly, Craig was a big part of that, and I think it's a good thing considering what has happened here. As a casual observer, I think a little Cleveland isn't a bad thing.
Well, and let me add to that that Stephen Vogt got on a plane and flew into Baltimore from wherever his home is. I mean, maybe he lives in Cleveland, I'll see, I don't know, but flew in for the press conference. John, I'm 40 some odd, 41, 42 years into doing this work. I've been at a lot of press conferences. I was there when the Capitals fired Brian Murray and hired his brother. I've been at really weird press conferences. I don't know that I've ever seen the manager of the other team come in and say, "This is my guy. You picked a good guy." And I thought that that was, of all the things out of the press conference on Tuesday, it made me impressed by Albernaz, but it also made me impressed by Stephen Vogt and their relationship and their friendship. So I thought, as an
Oh,
Oriole fan,
absolutely.
that's kind of neat. That may bode well for home run riches, but poorly for you if you have to pay the bill.
Well, and again, we don't need to beat this one to death, but you look at, and there are the brothers' relationships. Terry Francona and Keith Cash have a great similar relationship. So it's good to see when friends are friends, no matter what uniform they're wearing, and it will add for a spirited get together, I'm sure, when the O's and the guards get together.
All right, so I'm going to start with the jackpot with you this week, and we'll go through
Yes,
all of
please
this
do.
because this involves my wife, right?
Oh boy.
Involves me being ineligible to win Maryland Lottery and Gaming rules, and I give these away, right? So even the unscented ones. My wife and I pulled up to the Rofo the other day, and I was going to get some fried chicken, and she's driving, and I'm just picking up two pieces. It was my birthday, so I get my free app, my birthday.
Wow.
So yeah, boop, free chicken, I love it. So she looked up, and it said 800 and 10 million or
Whatever,
whatever.
sure.
And she looked and she's like, "I want to play." I'm like, we'll get your 20 out and go in there and go get you some. Let's go, you know? And she's like, "I'm going to wait for it to get to a billion." And I'm thinking, greedy, greedy. 800, right now, as we sit here, 843 million. I mean, I went in and got my chicken, and I'm far enough into my marriage. I'm not going to argue with her about this. So I'm just like, okay, maybe you'll feel luckier next week. But it is amazing how much money $843 million is, and how it could be somehow looked down upon in within my relationship that it wouldn't be enough.
Here's something that's equally amazing because we are an industry of numbers, Nestor. You know that. So yes, as we speak, the Mega Millions jackpot is 843 million, but the Powerball is 438
You
million.
can't live on that. Who's going to
The
live on
same, but the
438 million?
same three digits,
Oh,
843, 438.
wow.
That's weird. Coincidence? I don't know.
You know
don't
what Miss
know.
Edie would do right now if she were here? And I did
She'd
bring her up.
play them
She'd
both.
go, I'm a box head. It's going to be my number. I'm a box head number. And that number's
There you
going to hit
go.
because that number ain't hit in a while. Is that
Yeah,
pretty good?
that was vintage.
You
That
like
was very
that?
good. That was very good. Very good. Very good. Hey, and you give me an idea too about Senate ticket, but I don't think anybody wants to smell a Ravens locker room.
No, but
That's
I am all about the
yeah.
Senate tickets, and I'm not going to use the other S word for them that I used.
Hey.
Seth got mad at me. I sniff Senate tickets. Can I say that I do that? Is that allowed?
Well, you know what? What you do on your time, pal. Right
All
now, you've
right.
got my time.
All
You're the
right. So
clock is rolling. Let's talk
jackpots
lottery.
away. Let's get
Yes.
into this because I know you got winners. I know we got
Oh.
stuff going on here. I know we got Ravens things. I mean, talk about, this thing's coming. I don't know if you know this, but when you left the show, we've won twice since the last time you were here. So, and
Okay.
we're hoping to win again. So they're getting
All
back
right.
into this thing. We are getting to the point here. We're getting into the middle toward the end of the season. Give everybody the lowdown on the Ravens scratch off because people would think, well, am I still eligible? Can I still second chance? Can I still win the big jackpot? Yes, and yes, right?
Oh, heck yes. You can go to mdlottery.com and check on the second chance prizes for the Ravens ticket. You know, we have our fan of the game where we put money into the pot for touchdowns. So we have 24 touchdowns. We've paid over $32,000 for the Ravens fan of the game. But you can be eligible for things like, oh, away trip coming up on December 14th in Cincinnati in the jungle.
Joe
That's
Flacco, see Joe
that.
throw.
That's always a fun prize. Our next drawing, by the way, is November 14th. So you have plenty of time to get your non-winning tickets into your My Lottery Rewards account. At that point, we'll be drawing for another finalist for our 20 years of season tickets. We'll be giving away $10,000 cash in a separate drawing. We'll have a couple winners for 2026 season tickets. We have our Pass for Cash game day experience coming up. Fan of the game. So yeah, every month we have something to deliver on up through the end of the football season, and then our selection of season tickets for 20 years typically happens right after the Super Bowl. So stay tuned for more details. Check mdlottery.com. But yes, plenty of time to get in on the winning.
As a friend of many, many Ravens alums, I find your Pass for Cash to be great when I find out who the two Raven alums are, and then they get on my social media and they fight about who's going to throw more a touchdown
Nice.
Pass for Cash. So yeah, you are getting extra heat from the Ravens alums for Pass for Cash. I promise you that. I've seen it.
But I tell you what, and just to go off script here. Yes, we do have a script. Go off script here. We had Sam Cook in for an employee event. What a great guy.
By the way, he can throw the football. He is a ringer. He played,
You know.
he was a quarterback at Nebraska in high school. He is a legitimate, he can, if you were to give me a ringer, and no offense to Kyle Richardson, who I like, and the late Greg Montgomery, who I loved, but punters, he'd be my punter quarterback of choice. I would pick him.
Well,
Now, you know what? Zastittle, your Cleveland buddy,
yes.
may. That would be the bummer for me. I'd say I want Sam
Wow.
Cook, and then Zastittle shows up with that left-handed rifle it is.
Yep.
He comes
Yep.
on the show from time to time. So punters, they're people too, and
You know
they
what?
can,
And
they are.
in talking to Sam, in front of our crowd there, I picked on that fact. I said, Sam, you were 7 of 8 in your passing career. And I said, do you remember the one? He said, yep, it was the last one. And he, in painful detail, relayed how that last one was incomplete. And it's a great story. Next time you talk to him, ask him about it.
The last Raven show I ever did, like out at a bar 5 years ago before the plague, Sam Cook was my guest. It was a snowy night, and he lives up in that area and came out. It was one of the greatest conversations ever. And he was a guy who didn't do my show a whole lot. He's the punter. He was kind of quiet and all that. He came out and we talked about him playing quarterback. We talked about his hometown in Nebraska, and I looked it up. Sam Cook, legend. Love Sam Cook. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He gets to meet Ravens players and do Pass for Cash as well. But you also get to meet winners. And this thing you're doing where we come down and unlock this and unlock that,
Yes.
and people come down. That is the game show part of your little let's make a deal thing that you do. Tell everybody about that because I find it to be a fascinating sort of contest and promotion that you bring people down to Montgomery Park where I get my Ravens lottery tickets from Roz and I'll be getting my scented tickets, my scented holiday tickets soon. But you do invite people down and they're giddy and they're excited and they. I compared it to the Geraldo Rivera thing, but as Seth said to me last week, there's actual prizes in the vault,
That's right.
you know?
That's right. That's right. And it's funny that we talk about that. But Unlock the Cash is our promotion. Check it out. MDLottery.com. It's a second chance promotion where you get a chance, if you are a lucky person, to come down to the studio here and participate. You could win up to $25,000. You enter $10 worth of non-winning break the bank scratch offs and or any fast play cash combination ticket. And then those we select from our vault of entrance, and two lucky people come down to the studio. We've already had two of them. The most recent one, you can check out the winner story. We had Sally Drake and Tanya Shreve. Each won some cash when they came down here, and they get a chance to pick a safe combination. There are six safes in front of them. They each will get to pick two, one each. Open up the prize, pick another one each. Open up the prize and see how much cash they win. And this last time, let's see, Sally Drake won $5,000. Tanya Shreve won $17,500. There are also some prizes awarded for books of scratch off tickets. So a lot of fun. Check it out. Yes, it's a game show atmosphere. We have one more drawing to go, and that we'll have those winners announced probably in the next week or two.
At some point, I'm going to organize to come down, and I just want to watch these people do this because it's it 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 there is a voyeur part of
Oh,
whether you're
sure.
going to win 17,500 the way Tanya did or 5,000 at that point. But for most people, just scratching off. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. We almost had someone like throw a ticket away
Oh,
because
yeah.
they be careful because I do this
Yes.
when I give these out because there's a little prize check at the bottom, and that's like an easy way to make sure. And then there's second chance, of course, at MDLottery.com. Download the app. That's the best way to do this. But I would hate for people that I give them this ticket and I say to them, they scratch, I didn't win. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, the only way you're really going to win big is to like really win, unless you win $5 or $10 or even 50 or 100 bucks. I've had that happen. But the way to win big is to go all in, download the app, make sure you're playing my a lot of rewards. That is how you get the big banana in these contests.
Well, here's another way to win. We have introduced for the first time in a long time a holiday raffle. Just started this week. It's your best chance to win $1 million. We'll have over 10,000 cash prizes of $50 or more. It's a $20 ticket on sale now at any of our 4,300 lottery retailers, and it plays just like a raffle game. You pay your $20, you get a ticket. It will have a six-digit number on the ticket, and we'll have a couple of what we like to call early bird drawings, where you could be selected to win $50,000 on November 24th, December 8th, or December 22nd. And if you win one of the early bird drawings, you are not ineligible. Matter of fact, you continue to be eligible for the big prize, which is $1 million, be drawn on January 2nd. So we
That's a
only have
good
a
start to the year, John Martin.
Oh, it is. We have a limited
January
number of
2nd, $1 million
tickets.
bucks. Somebody?
Limited number of tickets. 325,000 tickets are available, and when they're gone, they're gone. So we have between now and January 1st or sooner. If they're gone by then, check mdlottery.com to figure out how it works. And if you want to get in on that, you are right, Nestor. That's a great way to start 2026, huh?
Yeah, I'm out of MDLottery.com, and usually, like, there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and some football or some baseball or whatever. It feels like you guys have a lot of like holiday-oriented promotions in a general sense. Thanks winning. I'm looking up here. I want to make sure I get to that because we'll still have all of December for the Senta tickets. But we came off Halloween. Thanks winning time. Tell me about this promotion here.
Yeah, it's available now through the end of November. Any draw game, you play any of our draw game, like our pick three games, our multi-match games, whatever, you have a random chance to win $2 or $5 instant win coupons or a free $1 fast play Reindeer Riches ticket. So again, details at mdlottery.com. It's a fun way to reward people who like to play daily draw games or weekly draw games that on a random basis they could get a little extra thanks winning time.
All right. And I've always threatened you that I want to have the people that name these competitions on that I really would. I need to meet your marketing people, John, because Gifts of Green, Festive Fortune, Silver Bell Bucks. I almost want to sing the song there, Silver Bell.
Would you be shocked to know that I do all of that?
No, you don't. Don't
What?
come on. You have people for that. You're the executive director of
No.
Maryland Lottery and Gaming.
All right.
Just one buck, so much fun. And then, of course, my favorite, scented candy cane cash. I can't wait to get out this week and get rid of these Ravens tickets so I can get my bag smelling like candy canes for the holidays. I might not be ready for that till Thanksgiving, but I am ready for that.
Yeah, you may want to, and you know what? If you're getting ready for Thanksgiving or the holidays, just another little promotion we've started this year. We like to work with our partners from time to time. We've done things with people that are also sponsors of yours, but we're working now with Giant and the and their grocery chain.
That's where I
You
get
can have
my cereal. I'm a Giant shopper, so yes.
there you go. You can have by entering your $10 Mega Millions tickets purchased, and as you now know, Mega Millions is a $5 per play, so you have to pay 10 plays. So $10 Mega Millions ticket purchase will get you an entry into a drawing for cash that you can turn around and use for groceries. And the entry deadline for the very first one is November 18th. So all through the month of November, December, up until January 4th, Giant, in partnership with Maryland Lottery, will be awarding winners of $250 Giant gift cards and a couple lucky winners of $1,000 Giant gift cards and $1,500 Giant gift cards. So check out all of the deadlines, the prize prizes available. And enjoy your holiday shopping with our friends at Giant.
Here's John Martin. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He'll be giving me these scented tickets here. I don't know if I'm going to like them more or less than the gingerbreads last year, but you've also got a fast play thing going on with a bunch of holiday promotions as well. Holiday Money Match, Reindeer Riches, Snowflake Cash. So just so many different ways to get out play for the holidays. Please, please play responsibly. And I think if I guess this is where I will end this with the sports wagering thing for you to talk a little bit about that part of the lottery's package in this time of the year as we get up on Thanksgiving and Christmas as well to continue to play responsibly. But just bad news coming out in the sports wagering stuff and the NBA stuff and stuff like that. I'm just always telling people, take it slow, slow your roll, because it feels like they play football 8 nights a week, John. They really do.
They do. And speaking of 8 nights a week and football, as you are well aware, and Ravens Nation is well aware, coming up in some of our future events here in the month of November, we will be with Ravens faithful on Thanksgiving night, because that is a home game with the
Cincinnati. Joe Flacco, see Joe throw.
Wow, didn't know that was coming there. So, yeah, and then we're also going to be at the stadium on let's see, Sunday, November 23rd for the Jets. The Jets used to have a football team, didn't they?
Well, until like Tuesday around lunchtime, they dealt some
Yeah.
guys away, so they will still come in and play. I tell you what, for the Ravens, this next couple of weeks, this is a nice little warm up, and I know you guys do a lot with the Ravens, a lot on the home games, pass for cash, all that stuff. I hope we get some decent weather for some home games to get some fans down there and reinvigorate this season that at one point was 1-5. It's a lot more fun when they're 5-5 than 1-5. I promise you that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a tough part of schedule. You got two games in 5 days. You can say, yeah, one of them is the Jets, the other one is the Bengals. But you know what? They're both NFL teams. So a lot's got to happen. And you're right. Weather is going to be a big part of that. Hopefully it'll be good weather, healthy conditions for players. But yeah, that's gonna, I guess we'll see where we're at after the Thanksgiving game, huh? That should
I'm
be
going to
a,
ease into my turducken as I get going here on
ooh.
Thanksgiving time.
Have
Now,
you
leave
had
anything out.
turducken?
I've had turducken. It's delicious.
Is it? I've never had it.
So there's a place in Sarasota by my wife's house that they make it 20, every day. So I've
Really?
gotten it there. There aren't a whole lot of places that you can go on a menu in like May and
No,
get turducken.
no.
I would agree with you. This place
Wow.
was Guy Fieri award winning. So if you ever go to Oriole Spring Training in Sarasota, I got a joint for you.
Okay.
John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Always encourage you to play responsibly. Always encourage you to download the app. Make sure you're taking advantage of second chances, that if you do play, give yourself the best chance to win and win big and win cash. And my wife, next week, if we don't hit the jackpot at Mega Millions, it'll go over $1 billion. And then, we'll throw our hat into the ring, I think, as a family. to try to win a
Well,
pennant.
we hope that you know, if she is, it's discretionary income. You know, it's entertainment, and if she's entertained at $1 billion but not at $843 million, that's okay. I'm not here to decide what her level of entertainment
Just
is.
one jackpot. Is that too much to ask for in a lifetime that she could win just
Yes,
one jackpot?
it is.
It would be okay
Yes,
to
it
win
is.
438 million too in Powerball. I am Nestor. He is John Martin. We'll continue to give away our Raven scratch offs until such point where I get sent the tickets next month. We're at Coco's on Wednesday this week. On Friday, we'll be back at Pizza John's in Essex. I am putting together Fadley's into before Thanksgiving, and I have a whole litany of places during the holidays. We're going to go to some first time places. I'm setting some stuff up into December. I have the whole month around, and I'm hoping we have good football to talk about. But in that case, we'll be at least giving away some Maryland Lottery winners and some scratch offs. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive. Stay with us.